Well, thank you. Do y'all remember this? 3 weeks ago, it had been a month that I almost threw it away. Yesterday morning, it lacked one day of being 3 more weeks that I used it. That's persevering right there, right? That's continuing on and getting what is really there. For those of you who don't know, I brought this thing in. I had a month before that I said, I'm just going to throw it away. It's not much left in there. And I said, no, and I went a month. Now I've almost gone 3 more weeks past that. And so when we think that we can't continue on, when we think that we can't persevere, this is a tube of toothpaste. We have the Holy Spirit of God living within us. We have all that we need. So let's pray about that. Fathers, we begin today. We just want to humble ourselves before you. We want to sit in your presence. We want to reflect on who you are to us, how you so love the world. In Christ Jesus, how you came and you did the Father's will, not yours. You went obediently, willingly to the cross. You truly were crucified, you died, you were buried, and on the third day you arose again. And that is our hope this morning. Our assured expectation that when we claim that we are born again, as Jesus said, everyone who goes to the Father must be born again. And then you loved us so much, you seal us with your Holy Spirit. In this little book that we're looking in today, in 1 and 2 Corinthians, there was a body of believers in troubled times and in a very vile place on this earth, at a crossroads where all of the world, all the paganism, all of the evil that you could imagine, the sensual lust that was going on there for riches and immoral acts of any kind, they were right there, and you planted a church. And it did not come without a struggle. Many years would pass. Many letters would be written, would be great. Sometimes even Paul would